Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
The real news that we want to get to is Charles Barkley, who gave mad praise after saying that the Golden State Warriors had no chance of not only winning the championship, not only winning the Western Conference, but that they wouldn't beat Houston without Kevin Durant. He has changed his tune. Rob G, what did Charles Barkley say?
Yeah, Charles was on PTI with Mike Wilbon and Tony Kornheiser, and they asked him, has this last round against the Blazers changed the way you feel about Steph Curry? Now, recall back in April, he left Steph out of his top five NBA players, and Charles responded today, I was 100% wrong. Steph Curry has put his name back in that conversation.
I agree.
About the best players in the world, KD, Giannis, Kawhi, LeBron. Steph Curry is proving to us why he's a two-time MVP.
I agree 100%. I think Steph Curry has to be in that conversation for best player in the world. Let me give you my explanation, Rob, and then I know you're going to try.
I'm not going to try. I'm going to spit facts
try
at
to
you.
Clap back. Really?
Because
really?
Yeah, because it's
that
always.
That would be a first.
This is the typical prisoner of the moment. He hadn't beaten
prisoner
anybody.
Prisoner of the moment?
He beat Portland? Portland wasn't even,
what about,
shouldn't even be
Houston?
In the Western Conference
what's
Finals.
What's Houston?
Houston, they suck. They're terrible.
You said they're the best player
Mike,
in the world.
Mike D'Antoni, Chris Paul, none of those guys can win.
They suck.
Harden.
How many
can't
ago
win.
Was it you? Oh, now you
they can't win.
Now you dissing James Harden?
No, they can't win. Whatever, as a group, they can't win. He's
I
a great
James
player.
James Harden was the best player in the
he
world.
He was for a stretch. But
for
I'm telling
a
you.
Stretch?
I'm telling you, Mike
That's
D'Antoni,
not how we do it.
Go back to when he was with Phoenix. They had the Suns won 60 games every year. Couldn't even get to the finals, let alone have any playoff success.
All right, let me tell
so
you.
So beating Houston didn't do anything for me, and beating the also-ran Portland Trail Blazers didn't do anything.
You beat who's in front of you.
When Steph loses the NBA Finals, I want you to come back and tell me he's the top five player. Because then his whole thing will be marred, and you'll look at him totally different.
Really?
Yes.
Losing the finals
means
he's not a top five player.
That just means that'll be he's the author of
How
losing 3-1, a first time
so
in NBA
Kevin
history.
Durant. Is no, he out
no.
of top five?
It's never happened in the NBA Finals. Stop it. It has never happened unless until Steph did it.
At least
that's
Steph
the only
got
time
to
it ever
the
happened.
NBA Finals.
I don't
Kevin
care
Durant
about going
didn't even
there.
Get there.
He was up 3-1 on a 73-win team, and they choked.
Let me
tell me about
look,
no damn
okay,
Draymond Green.
Make
I don't want to hear
point.
About Draymond Green. They had two other games after that, and they lost 2 of 3 at home. How in the world? That's the best player, and the one championship he did win. Kevin Love was hurt. Kyrie
Kevin
was hurt.
Love.
They were both hurt. And he didn't even win the MVP that year of the finals. Stop it with making this guy greater than he is.
You know what?
He's a great player, but he ain't no damn top 10.
He's not a top 10 player in the world?
No.
Right now?
I'm talking about the NBA. I'm talking about
right
ever.
Right now, Steph
ever.
Curry. We're not talking
yes,
about
what
ever.
I am. I'm talking about
Can
ever.
Can you stay on topic
No,
for
I'm
once?
Not. I'm talking about
We're
ever.
Not, that's not the question. Charles Barkley did not say he's the best player ever, did not say he's top 10 player ever. He said he's in the conversation for top player in the world right now.
He's better than Kevin Durant?
We'll see.
What you mean we'll see?
Kevin Durant
is still better than him.
Kevin Durant
even if they
ever
win
a championship.
To a championship? Yeah, he did it twice.
Without Steph Curry and Klay Thompson
no.
and Draymond Green? Do that.
What do you mean do that?
Do that.
Without him, they wouldn't have won those championships, and you know it.
Go ahead and speak.
That's why Steph
I don't
Curry,
know it.
That's why Steph Curry and them got on their hands and knees and begged KD to come join because they had just choked down a championship to LeBron James up 3-1. Please come join us. We need you. You know it's true. Draymond Green, they're all begging KD to come. Stop it.
Are you done?
No. Go ahead.
Go ahead. You're not done.
Nope.
You think the volume of your voice is going to help your argument?
Yes. The louder I am, the more right I am.
It's ridiculous. All right, let me give you some real
ridiculous.
Objective NBA analysis.
Oh, there we go. He's objective now.
This morning, I was talking to good friend of both of ours, the legendary Isaiah Thomas, Zeke from Detroit, the first Isaiah. And he was telling me
the
how
real Isaiah.
When
how
we
about
typically
that?
Talk about best player in the world and best player of all time, we're typically talking about players 6'6" and over. We don't even give guards, point guards, small point guards a chance to be in that conversation. Historically, that has been legitimate because the game has been based on height, and only two small players in history have led their teams to championships, Isaiah Thomas and Steph Curry. But now the game has changed to a point guard, wing player dominated league, a jump shot dominated league, a 3-point dominated league. So there is no legitimate reason, that being the case, to keep Steph Curry out of the conversation for best in the world. There's nothing he can't do offensively. He's a tremendous passer, ball handler, obviously shooter, can finish at the rim, can do it in the mid-range. He's not a great defender, but he's a smart defender who gives effort. And so that shouldn't keep him out of the conversation. The best way to determine who's the better player, because some guys are so many different sizes, different skill sets, is impact on the game. If you have superstar statistics and you have a huge impact on winning, that's how you determine the best player. If, for example, you can't, how you compare Shaq and Kobe? You really can't, based on any type of skill set or anything like that. You just have to say who impacted the game more. And when you define best player by who impacts the game more, if I'm not saying he's definitely the best player in the world right now, but I'm saying if he leads the Golden State Warriors to the NBA championship without Kevin Durant, there is no reason whatsoever to say he is not the best player in the world. No reason. He's changed the freaking game all over the league, and he has a tremendous impact on winning, and he's got superstar numbers. Why in the world can't he be the best player in the world?
Because whenever you talk about this, this is that whole thing, that he changed the game. All leagues are copycat leagues, whatever works, so they see a little guy. Just hear me out. You got your time.
You hogged up more.
All leagues are copycat leagues. If something's working, that's what they go and do. If there's a mobile quarterback who helps a team win, okay, they go get a mobile quarterback. I get it.
You're wrong.
All right? And even in Steph's case, who is it, though, that's the main man who's been able to help them win championships? It's the 7-footer. It ain't no little midget who's running around throwing up 3 points. Wait, and when I'm not calling him a midget.
No, explain that. I don't even know who you're talking about.
I'm talking about—
Who's the 7-footer? Is that Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant.
They won the championship without Kevin Durant.
No, I mean— I'm talking about when this team turned the corner after choking.
They turned the corner in 2015.
No, they choked.
Don't sit here and say they didn't turn the corner in 2015.
They won 73 games and choked. I'm telling when Kevin Durant. So nobody, when you show me that other teams win championships.
They don't win them because Golden State hogging up all the titles.
It's just like the impact. I'll give you the perfect example. Tiger Woods, everybody busts through the scene. Oh, wait and see what's going to happen. And all these other golfers coming behind him. No. There's not one black golfer on the tour. He didn't have the impact that everybody thought he was that was going to change the game.
What's that got to do with
this
conversation?
I'm just telling you,
please,
because I don't believe Steph Curry is a unique situation. There are not going to be other guys. When I see small guys, his side, winning championship as we go forward, then maybe I'll give him about changing the game.
What he about all the three-point shooting?
That's fine.
What about all the 30-footers that are commonplace now? That's not due to Steph Curry?
No, that's not.
Really?
Because this is a European style of basketball that they've been playing.
Not 30 footers?
I'm just talking about shooting threes, playing from the perimeter.
This
is Euro basketball. I know, but this is from Europe.
You're way
off. This is what's been going on. All I'm telling you is when I see other smaller guards.
They can't win till he leaves.
Okay. So when other guys start winning, then I'll take a look and go, wow, the next four or five championships all came from small guards who's putting up threes. Until I see that, he ain't changed no game.
877-99 on Fox. Gosh, I'll be glad to hear from some of our listeners because that drivel was ridiculous.
Whatever.
That wasn't even drivel because you were yelling at the top of your lungs.
No, I wasn't. I was making a point passionately.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app. Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Big Six.
All right, watching Drake do his thing in the Eastern Conference Finals got a brother to thinking. Who are the six greatest celebrity fans in NBA history?
Number six.
Kevin Hart. That might shock you guys. He's a Philadelphia 76ers fan, a Philadelphia native. He has really made his noise in the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game. He's the four-time MVP. Deserved it maybe once, but won four. And I give him credit for this. He tied Draymond Green in a three-point shootout at the 2016 NBA All-Star Game. So I'm going to give him some props for that, Kevin Hart at number six.
Number five.
Donnie Wahlberg. That's right, from the New Kids on the Block. He is a Boston Celtics fan, a huge fan. You might remember he narrated, along with Ice Cube, who was doing it for the Lakers side, the great 30 for 30 documentary on the Lakers and the Celtics rivalry in the 1980s.
Number four.
My man E-40. That's a shocker, but he gets in there at number four. He has been a staple at Oracle Arena for the Golden State Warriors during this dynastic run that they've had, but he was not a Johnny come lately. Growing up in Oakland, he's been a Warriors fan from day one.
Number three.
Drake. Yeah, Drake is rising up the charts. I'm telling you, look. I do think the league needs to put a little bit, leash, but they need to rein him in a little. You can't be massaging the coach. Next. You can't be walking around 15, 20 feet on the sidelines. Stay in front of your seat for the most part. But I love the antics. I love the energy. I love the excitement he's bringing to the game.
Next thing you know, he'll be popping towels in the locker room. So
he might be. All right, he's an ambassador for the team. All right, Drake at number three.
Number two.
The legendary Jack Nicholson. That's right, with the Showtime Lakers on up through Kobe and Shaq for 30 years, a staple at the Forum and then the Staples Center. Jack Nicholson is synonymous with Laker fans. You got to give the old man his props.
Number one.
Any care to guess, Rob? This one seems obvious to me.
If it ain't Spike Lee, then I don't know who it is.
It is Spike Lee.
Remember Reggie Miller with the chokes on?
I mean, that's what I was saying. Going back to the 1994-1995 playoff series between the Knicks and the Indiana Pacers.
I was there. I covered it.
The Knicks versus the Hicks, right?
Exactly.
And Spike Lee and Reggie Miller's interaction was tremendous. And give Reggie credit. Because he was not the least bit distracted by Spike. In fact, he was motivated by Spike and obviously shut Spike up. But Spike Lee, the greatest celebrity fan in NBA history.
Can I give you this? In the early days when I covered the Knicks, I took the train down, a train ride from New York to Philadelphia. Remember when Mark Jackson and Rod Strickland and them swept?
Right. Yep.
This was Rick Pitino. When they swept the 76ers in the playoffs,
yep.
I took the whole train ride down with Spike. I used to be at McDonald's across the street from Madison Square Garden getting something before we went into the building when he sat upstairs.
Right,
so he's always been there.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
I don't want to hear you trying to up your NBA credentials.
I got NBA street cred.
You called it a bad
league. It is. I'm trying to tell you it's a bad league. And Steph Curry, we were talking about Steph on Colin's show, The Herd.
Well, of course. He's arguably the best player in the world.
And this is just, you know what? I really, really, your narrative that you're trying to push out
I'm
here.
I'm not trying to
yes,
push
you are.
Charles Barkley said it today.
It's your narrative.
Charles Barkley, one of the greatest players ever, said it today.
Yeah, but Charles also said that they couldn't beat Houston.
Rob tell me what Charles said.
Charles Barkley said he made a mistake leaving Steph Curry out of his top five players in the NBA conversation. He said, absolutely, Steph is in the conversation among the best in the world right now.
So when he loses the NBA Finals, where would he be? He's still in the top five? I'm just curious.
Yes.
Because the narrative will all change.
How does losing in the finals mean you're not in the top? LeBron James didn't even make the playoffs. He's in the top five. Kevin Durant may not play again for the rest of the year.
He's
in the top five.
When you start looking at
either Kawhi Leonard or Giannis Antetokounmpo is going home after this series, and they're still in the top five. So what are you talking about?
I'm talking about when you start to look at
Was he not first team All-NBA?
When you start looking at Steph Curry's legacy and what happens, this is a big finals for him. It really is because of the narrative that we talk about when we talk about KD and we talk about other players. He has to win this championship. It's as simple as that, Chris. And if he doesn't, people will look at him totally different.
They will.
Yeah, as far as like this revolutionary change in the NBA because he's a small guy.
He did change. That's if not he going loses to change a, yes. in the finals.
If he loses again, it'll all of a sudden be Steph has lost two when he was the main guy. He choked down the first time ever 3-1 lead in the NBA finals. And the one championship they did win, the other team had two stars hurt.
Is that the narrative for Isaiah Thomas's first title, that Magic Johnson and Byron Scott were hurt?
Nope, not
okay,
at all.
Okay, then it's not the narrative for Steph Curry's first finals championship. Is it the narrative LeBron and Kyrie that Draymond was suspended? Is that the narrative? No, the narrative is they made a great run and come back from 3-1 down.
Draymond Green missed one game, Chris.
It was a
pivotal
game.
They lost three straight and they choked.
Is the narrative for
Can you say it?
What?
Did they choke? Yes or no? Golden State Warriors choke?
Say.
No, I'm asking yes or
first
no.
First of all, let me answer the question.
Yes
first,
or no?
First of all,
yes or
I'm
no.
going to give the Cleveland Cavaliers credit for a heroic comeback. Secondly, yes, anytime you're up 3-1, you ought to win the series. If you don't, you choke.
Okay.
So I'll give you
at
that.
At least you're being fair. That's all.
Who hasn't choked? Other than Michael Jordan. That's why he's the GOAT. Because we can go down the line. Magic Johnson, Tragic Johnson in 1984.
Why do you keep bringing that up?
Larry
you love
Bird,
the rip on Magic.
8 point. No, I'm going to go on since you want to bring it up. Like Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, the only people to choke. How about our dude we love, Isaiah Thomas. Game 5. In the Eastern Conference Finals with the Boston Celtics. Game is won. He throws it away. Larry Bird steals it.
No, Lambeer didn't go to the basketball. He made a mistake.
Right. I'm just saying, this is why Jordan's the GOAT. We can't point to a choke moment for MJ.
We saw LeBron melt down against
Dallas.
Right,
we can point to that for every other great player. Kareem won 6 titles. Only 2 times was he the finals MVP. Kareem got swept.
I thought you said NBA Finals doesn't matter that.
No, I'm just saying for you don't want like to bring up the NBA Finals like that. Like Finals MVP is the end all be all.
No, it's a big part.
Like
of it.
The fact that Steph Curry's averaged 26 points a game in the Finals
not
doesn't
enough.
Matter because he hasn't had a Finals MVP.
Why not?
It would help him, and he should get a Finals MVP on his resume. But you act like because a player doesn't have a Finals MVP, it's almost like he didn't win the championship. That's ridiculous.
If they win the championship this year and he doesn't get it, would that be surprising to you?
I wouldn't say surprising because
Draymond
Green
got it.
Draymond has played great. Like this last series, I do think Steph, like say, you know, they had an MVP for the Western Conference Finals. I do think Steph would have won it. Because he
Are
put
you sure?
up
some, some people were saying Draymond
played
no,
really my point
well.
Is that it could have been co-MVPs.
Yeah, Draymond
but Steph's
well.
Numbers, he scored the most points in a sweep in NBA history. So because of that, averaging 35, 36 points a game, he probably would have got it. But Draymond was pivotal without question in that series. So, Rob, you cannot tell me. I'm going to ask you because you keep painting it this way, when he loses the finals,
loses the final, what's going to be the narrative?
All right.
That's what I said.
Let me ask you, if he wins.
I already told you if he wins.
What's going to be the narrative?
It'll change everything. People will look at him totally different. Say if he won and got the MVP, I think people would say, okay, he took that step. He maybe is better than I thought he was, but I'll wait and see.
People
that.
Think he's fantastic.
Not everybody.
Already.
It's not everybody.
Who?
Everybody
other than you.
No, there are a lot of people who agree
that
with me.
That don't think he's great?
That don't think he's at the
that
level.
That he's an all-time great?
No, that he's not at the level that you put him at.
What level do I put him at?
Like I said, you think he's better than Isaiah Thomas. I don't believe that. I don't believe he's better than Isaiah Thomas. Not at this point. I really don't.
But everybody doesn't believe he's better.
I didn't say everybody.
A lot of people do. It'd be interesting to see what the breakdown is.
So a
lot of people do.
If he lost, would you still think that he's better than Isaiah?
Talking to Isaiah Thomas this morning about this.
Are you name dropping or
no? I'm just saying we're gonna get him on the show next week.
Good.
But I was talking to him about this
me?
Very.
Did he mention me?
Well, I mentioned you and Rob Park. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Come on. How you gonna do me like that?
Yeah, tall. I said tall dude, 6 feet. Oh yeah.
I think he worked in Detroit for a hot minute, right? That's
no,
messed
he,
up.
He did mention you. But I he was like, yeah, I heard you saying Steph's better than me and all that. And I said, it is fluid with Steph. I mean, obviously Isaiah's career is done. Look, if he loses this finals, I'll give it to you, Rob. If he loses this finals, I will reevaluate.
All right, that's
but
fair.
But if he wins it, you know what I mean?
I said I'll reevaluate if he loses.
Right.
Wins.
Like, I think, obviously, he's not quite in the middle of his career, but he's still got many years left. At least you would think. I mean, obviously, he's a slender guy and, you know, he's had some injuries. So,
but you would
we'll
think
see how much longer
around,
he plays. Right. But it remains to be written. And you're right. Look, if he doesn't win another championship from this point going forward, then I probably would reevaluate. So you know what? I can't put him ahead of Isaiah Thomas.
So say they lose, and then KD leaves, and they never win again. You would go like, okay.
If he loses his finals, and KD leaves, and they don't win, yeah, I would lean toward Isaiah. Because as we've talked before, Isaiah Thomas is the only star who was the leader of a team, had his own team, who can say he beat Larry Bird, Michael Jordan, and Magic Johnson in their primes.
And he didn't have another top 50. Joe Dumars a great player, but when you list the top 50, he's not in there.
No.
And Dennis Rodman's not in there.
Nope.
So that's what I'm saying.
He never had a top 50 teammate.
Which is unbelievable.
Right. And Magic had Kareem, Worthy, Jamal Wilkes was a Hall of Famer. Byron Scott was great, and Bird, of course, had Parrish and McHale, and Dennis Johnson's a Hall of Famer. So
DJ was a good player,
he was a great player. So yeah, it's interesting. So I would reevaluate that. But we talked today on Undisputed. We just in the midst of our conversation about this, Steph. I said Steph is better than Allen Iverson. Is that controversial? Is that a
I don't think that's
question?
That controversial. Allen Iverson was a very unique and a great player as well in his own right. But I don't think that's I wouldn't fight you over that.
So would you say Steph is, in your book, the second best small player of all time?
I'd have to think about that.
You got John Stockton, Bob Cousy, Steve Nash, Nate Archibald.
Right. Nate Archibald was an MVP, right?
Yeah. The problem with Nate, not a problem, he's a Hall of Famer. But his career was cut short because of the injuries.
Right.
When you look at his resume, if you will, he really had four healthy seasons where he was at his best. Then he did go to Boston and won a championship, first ring.
Well,
he was a point guard on that team, but he wasn't him. You know, he wasn't
a player that he was. Right,
score
right,
exactly. And all that. So all right, so you give Steph number two. On your all-time small
Everybody
small
says
guys.
I hate LeBron. I've always said LeBron was number two. I just said he's not Michael Jordan. He's not as good.